Podcast. The Terminator line. We were born on a tiny settlement just outside Terminus. On our planet, you see, the speed of our rotation matched that of the orbit around our star. We were tidily locked with one side of the planet in eternal day and one side in eternal night. I lived on the night side, but we were close enough to Terminus that we could always see sunlight over the horizon. The eternal dusk. I never got to see the sun before. I would always ask the elders what it looked like, and they could not tell me. This was the farthest they had ever traveled. It was forbidden to gaze upon the sun. We lived in caves, always afraid of what was creeping in the dark. It kept us safe. But I had always dreamed of venturing into the light. I had always wanted to experience the sunrise, but it was forbidden. No man or woman of a tribe had ever gone beyond the mountains. And those who ventured never came back. I felt a deep yearning in my soul, calling me to Terminus. The sun was always just over the mountain. I wanted to see it with my own eyes. The elders told me that there was a reason it is forbidden. I would be corrupted and be burned alive as a sacrifice to the unforgiving gods. One day, I sat down with my father at the nightly campfire. And I told him of my dreams to see the sun. He had a stern expression on his face. He admitted to me that when he was my age, he too had dreams of seeing the sun. These are dangerous dreams to have, my father said. Did you ever go? I asked. No, my father said, after a long pause, with a look of sadness on his face. Although, as I approached the end of my life, I wish I would have. Seeing it just once before I die. I wiped my tears from my eyes and said, trust in me, Father. I will go for both of us. I will come back and tell you what I saw. You cannot, said Father angrily. You don't believe me? Strong enough? I asked. Not to survive the flames. You must not go. You will be burned alive. Do you understand me? After looking into his eyes for a long time, glowing with the firelight, I said, yes, Father, I understand. When everyone was asleep, I collected food and water and a blanket and made my pack and started my journey towards the sunlight. If I am to die someday, it might as well be today, as long as I see the sun, I repeated to myself as I climbed the mountain. I fell many times and had to climb back again. My father's voice was ringing in my ears, telling me that I would never make it. I ignored it. I kept climbing. I am almost to the peak now. It is so bright here. There are flowers growing in the shade. I am about to see the sun for the first time, and all I can think is that I lied to my father as he lied to me. He lied and said, I am not strong enough to survive. I lied and said, I will come. I knew, deep inside of me, I would not. As I wiped the tears from my eyes, I rose over the final rock at the peak, and I saw my very first sunrise. This beautiful story is written by Jenner Zeno, brought to life by Emma DiGallo. Join us for more stories as the Studio Stargazers, precisely Stargazer Imagination Theater. Come home to studiostargazer.org.